please consider supporting the Wednesday blog by going to patreon.com/sthosdkane. Thanks. Welcome back to the Wednesday blog with me, Sean Kane. It's Wednesday, 20 February 2024. Today, 1 week after this city's great triumph and great tragedy, I've decided to reflect on the week now past. One of my favorite speeches of Peter Capaldi's run on Doctor Who came at a moment when the Doctor finds himself in the middle of a war game just beginning. On the one side are an alien species beginning their invasion of Earth. On the other, the humans fighting for survival, as we do. In a powerful bit of oration, Capaldi's Doctor cries out that none of this conflict would happen if we would just sit down and talk with each other. I think of this scene often when I'm reading news analysis of our current moment in American history. We are at a point where we so vastly disagree with each other over the very facts of our nature and our world that we only talk with people with whom we agree. Now, there's a key semantic note here. We talk to people with whom we disagree, yet we often only talk with people with whom we agree. 1 week ago, this city was filled with millions of people talking, cheering, laughing, and dancing with each other in our moment of jubilee. 1 week ago, this city basked in the bright, warm, mid-February sky. I didn't go downtown for the parade, instead choosing to watch the first hour of it at home before going to my parish church for Ash Wednesday Mass and a delightful afternoon walk on that warm day at the Kansas City Zoo. While I was at the zoo, riding on the Sky Safari chairlift on the way back from seeing the chimpanzees, I heard over the staff radio that something was happening at the parade. A few seconds later, one of my best friends, a regular Wednesday blog reader no less, texted me about a shooting at Union Station. By the time I returned to ground at the other side of the chairlift near the cheetah enclosure, I knew enough that I chose to cut my zoo visit short and return to the assured safety of home. At that point, we didn't know if the shooting, still ongoing, was a terror attack or a fight gone wrong. It turned out to be the latter. Yet in the process, 22 bystanders were injured, and one bystander, Lisa Lopez Galvan, was killed. Her name is now etched into the memory of this city. She is by no means the first Kansas Cityan to be killed in a shooting in the past year. Each Sunday at Mass, my parish prays for the victims of gun violence killed in the past week, ultimately reading 184 names in the 12-month course of 2023. Still, this was the first time that such a shooting happened with elected officials, from the governors of Kansas and Missouri to the mayor of Kansas City to state and county legislators from throughout our region, were all present. There are reports of Chiefs coach Andy Reid and players from the team helping comfort other revelers shocked by the sudden shooting and leading many to safety within Union Station itself. At the time of writing, the Kansas City Police Department has reported that the two suspects in this shooting are juveniles, who got into an argument at the end of the Super Bowl rally and started firing at least one, if not two, weapons. These individuals weren't talking with each other, but instead were talking to each other. The circumstances of the laws which govern our society here in Missouri contributed to this situation, and I hope that the experience inspires change in the hardest of hearts in Jefferson City and Topeka. That evening, feeling shocked and dumbed by the experience of seeing our jubilee transform into a living nightmare, I wanted to do something. Anything that could help. At dinner, I compiled a list of all the members of Congress who represent the Kansas City metropolitan area, with their DC office phone numbers and posted it to my Instagram story and Facebook profile. The following morning, then, I dialed the three numbers of my congressman, Emanuel Cleaver, and Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt. I spoke with a staffer for the congressman and left messages with the senators' offices. In each case, echoing what Jason Kander, a local veteran and sometime Democratic political candidate, said on Wednesday night, I asked each official to consider the repeal of a law called the Protection for Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, PLCA, which prohibits lawsuits against the gun industry over damages caused by their products. The judicial system is something which ensures consumer safety. Without the safeguard, we are at a far greater risk as a society, and we're a society with a government that has checks and balances built into its very DNA. Those checks and balances only really work if the different branches of government and the people who choose those in government talk with each other about the issues of the day, which in some cases can determine life or death. As the week drew to a close, I set into a new task and worked a good 21 hours this weekend at the Kauffman Center in what was a truly wonderful antidote to the grief I felt after the events midweek. To me, it seemed that many people choose to come to the Kansas City Ballet's production of Peter Pan for the escapism that the boy who never grows up embodies. We did our part, however small, to help heal our city and restore some of that jubilant spirit to our lives. Even so, on one of those nights after a long shift, I drove home down Main Street and stopped at the Pershing Road light just before midnight. Even then, days later, with St. John of the Cross's Dark Night of the Soul feeling ever-present around me at that scene, the red and yellow confetti still gently fell as it had on Wednesday morning. On Saturday afternoon, I attended with my parents and grandmother a rally held by the gun control organization Moms Demand Action in Washington Square Park, located across Main Street from Union Station. It is a site I know best as the annual home of the Kansas City Irish Festival's arts area, where, among other works of great imagination, I talked myself out of buying a beautiful painting of the USS Enterprise D from Star Trek The Next Generation during the last festival over Labor Day weekend. The speakers at that rally included Moms Demand Action organizers, Missouri State Representatives, Jackson County Legislator Manny Abarca IV, and our Mayor Quentin Lucas. All of the speeches I heard were stirring, and like my relations there, I felt the same call to action, even as the same confetti fell around us, blown on the wind from the west across the park. Writing this on Monday night, just before bed, I'm surprised to think that by the time you read this blog, it will have only been 1 week, a mere 7 days, since our jubilee became our nightmare in this place where our city celebrates great triumphs. To me, this last week has felt more like 2 weeks. The emotions have been too great to be contained by a single week alone. I sit here writing, hoping these words speak with you, while listening to Alan Gilbert and the New York Philharmonic's 2015 performance of Verdi's Requiem. It seems to be the best soundtrack for this week's edition of the Wednesday blog, something which evokes the inherent conflicts and paradox of the human experience and human emotions. Giuseppe Verdi was, after all, noted for his anti-clerical views, yet his spirituality can be heard in every note of this great Mass of the Dead. I thought briefly on Wednesday about what I would say if I were in the room with the two suspects in this shooting. Yet after a few moments, after all the anger, all I felt was sorrow that they made their decisions which led to the nightmare they wrought. When I listen to the Lacrimosa in Verdi's setting, I think not only of Mrs. Lopez Galvan, but of those individuals as well who caused her death. How can we heal if we cannot recognize each other's humanity? This prayer, then, the words which Verdi set to music, as Mozart and Berlioz did before him, speak to both the victims and the perpetrators. Lacrimosa dies illa, qua resurgit ex favilla. Judicandus homo reus, huic ergo parce Deus. Pie Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem. Amen. Full of tears will be that day, when from the ashes shall arise the guilty man to be judged. Therefore, spare him, O God, merciful Lord Jesus. Grant them eternal rest. Amen. The Wednesday blog is written, read, and produced by me, Sean Kane, and I also came up with the theme music. You can learn more about my work by going to linktree.com/sthosdkane. That's linktr.ee/sthosdkane. There you'll learn more about my website and my blog. Thanks. Thanks as always to my regular listeners, including monthly supporters Elizabeth Duke, John Lundy, Alex Brisson, and George Vile. You can learn more about how to support this podcast by going to patreon.com/sthosdkane. It's only $5 a month to support. I appreciate all their help. This podcast is distributed by Spotify. Learn more at podcasters.spotify.com.